Greetings, everyone. This is Moya with How Betty Davis Saved My Life, with a new segment for How Betty Davis Saved My Life, Life Lessons from Classic Hollywood, called Late to the Party. As you can hear, the party's already started. And what I mean by late to the party is recent movies that Georgia and or I have recently seen, and you've probably already seen, but we want to talk about them. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this brand new segment of How Betty Davis Saved My Life, Life Lessons from Classic Hollywood, called Late to the Party. This time, I want to talk about The Pallisters and Borsett Chronicles by Anthony Trollope from the 1800s. Anthony Trollope was a writer. He and Dickens came out around the same time. They're contemporaries, I believe. But to say that he and Dickens were around the same time, they took very different views of British life, London life, British Empire life. And let's get into that, because I did not know about Anthony Trollope until recently. I had seen, and I didn't know, one of his movies, or a movie based on his work, Dr. Thorne. And I really enjoyed it, and they mentioned his name then, but it did not dawn on me that Anthony Trollope was such a great writer that he was until I saw The Pallisters and Borsett Chronicles. And I just want to say thank you to Daisy Mason and Books and Things, their YouTube channels, for their content. Because Daisy Mason has The Pallisters, the BBC series on YouTube, it's for free. And Books and Things, she talked about Anthony Trollope and a little trivia. So go and check those channels out. They are really, really great. And I want you, if you haven't already seen it, because I'm 46 years plus late, and you guys have probably seen it, The Pallisters and The Borsett Chronicles, 50 times over. But let's talk about it, because I so enjoyed it. It stars Susan Hampshire as Glencora, Philip Latham as Plantagenet, also has Barbara Murray, Donald McCann, and so many great actors I can't even name. Again, it's set in the 1800s between Victoria and Edwardian times. And again, this was in 1974, this BBC series, 26 episodes, it was on TV. And it follows the aristocracy of the time. It features a duke who is a cousin to Queen Victoria. And this is all fictional, by the way. Now, the duke's only heir is Plantagenet Palliser, a.k.a. Planty Pal. That's what his friends call him. And some of his detractors, but Planty Pal. And so Planty Pal, again, is the Duke's only heir. He eventually goes on to marry young rich orphan named Glencora. Now keep that in mind, Glencora is rich. Filthy rich, has her own money. But this union is not welcomed by either of them, by Planty Pal or Glencora, because they are both in love with other people. Glencora is in love with a highly questionable young man of no means who may or may not be a fortune hunter. And let's just go with may be. And Plantagenet, he's infatuated with a married woman. Both of these things are unacceptable out in the daylight or out in the open. And you know they had these rules back then. If you were married, as backwards as this was, it looked better for you if you were having an affair. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But those were the norms of high society, the aristocracy back then. So the powers that be, the Duke and some these two old dragons, these two old crows and battle axes that were in Glencora's family and on her side, they harangued Glencora and Planty Pal to get married. Again, neither one of them wanted to. And you can just see the anguish of both of their faces as they walk down the aisle and take their vows. And Glencora hesitated because she was daydreaming about the other guy. I mean, it's great. You know, I love this kind of stuff. Also, in this series, Glencora and Plantagenet, they're the Pallisers. But the series also takes off on other peripheral characters that are in the Pallisers' lives. And some of them are Phineas, and we also have Lady Laura. We also have, and that's a saga between them and their love affair, okay? And I'm not going to get in. I want you to watch it. This is Dallas good, as I say. I could not stop watching it. But, and you know, back then, money was everything. Money meant a lot, money and status. So, obviously, the more money you had, just like now, the more options you have. But the norms of society are not as strict. You can marry outside your class, your race, or whatever. Back then, You had, and a woman, you know, if she had money, once she married somebody, it all became his. That's why the guy in Glencora's life, who she really loved, you know, probably was a fortune hunter. But the woman gave up all rights to her money. And this happened with Plantagenet, even though he was not a fortune hunter. He was heir to the Duke's fortune, but he became lord over her money. So that plays a part in the saga with Lady Laura, and it is very tragic for her. But she and Phineas is from Ireland, I believe, and he goes on to have this political career, and it's a roller coaster of emotions. It's, guys, you have to look at it. Now, there's also Madame Max, who is absolutely, she is the angel of this whole saga, if you will. She is a fabulously wealthy widow, I believe from maybe Austria or from German or some of that parts. And she's in banking, and she helps the Pallisers and Phineas and everybody around her. She's nothing but a help to them. So pay attention to her, and an actress who played her was absolutely fabulous. And I also want to talk about, again, how Trollope goes through all these, he has all these moving pieces, all these different characters, but yet they all coincide with each other, they orbit around each other, and it makes sense. None of the pieces don't fit, and they're not just characters for character's sake. There's murder, there's sexual incompatibility, you know, people getting together just for survival, betrayal. It's fabulous. Now, I also want to go into the Borsett Chronicles. Now, the Pallisers is a sequel to the Borsett Chronicles. So, the Pallisers has a lot of political intrigue, and Plantagenet becomes, of course, this is all fictional, he becomes prime minister. So, and this was a piece of history from British history that I did not know about disestablishment, I'm not saying it right, but decoupling them, the British Empire from the Church of England, okay, disestablishment, I'm not saying it right, but again, that's what I said. So I didn't even know they were trying to do that, trying to remove Church of England as the established church of the realm. And very interesting. Now, Borsett Chronicles, and when you go on YouTube, it's called the Barrister Chronicles. It's mislabeled, but it's the Borsett Chronicles. But if you type in Barrister, you might still get it. It is the prequel to the Pallisers. So where the Pallisers is political, secular political intrigue, the Borsett Chronicles is church intrigue. And whereas the Pallisers has a lot of funny moments, the Borsett Chronicles is hilarious. And it's really frightening how the clergy play these games and use people. And there's a young Alan Rickman in it. He's so handsome. But it is a riot. Donald Pleasance is in it. So take a look at that. And if you look at that first, I did not look at that first. I didn't know about it. I looked at the Pallisers first. But I highly recommend look at the Borsett Chronicles first. Then look at the Pallisers, because the political intrigue about church disestablishment, if that's the right word, it will make more sense to you. And as you watch the Pallisers, the relationship between Glencora and Plantagenet, in my opinion, really defines what marriage can be, especially when you marry under duress, or the opposite. You marry in total love and romance, but it kind of fizzles. Is there a sense of duty? Can you look at the big picture? Can you accept certain uncomfortable truths about each other and still go on? Can you see beyond this person's flaws and move on and do what's best for the family? They were a power couple, and I'm pretty sure no one was using that term back then and in the 70s when this came out, but people throw that word around nowadays. But they were a power couple because they understood the importance of their relationship, and it went deeper than emotions and feelings. Very mature. Plantagenet and Glencora were extremely mature about the whole situation, and as you will see, their relationship grow and evolve organically through some very rough times, and the unity and understanding that they had for each other, you will see, comes across as very genuine. So kudos to Trollope for writing this like this, and for the production company behind this series, this epic saga, for conveying that. But again, tell me, what do you think about it? I'd love to know. So my fellow stars and starlets, superstars, don't forget to comment. Let us know what you think about these movies. Did you see these movies? Comment, share, subscribe, like, follow, do all that. We really appreciate it. Let's keep these great series and films alive.